Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Saturday was yesterday. We live in the moment. We live for today. And some of you live for the NFL draft, and that's why we're here, to help you with your knowledge and help you with your wanting and yearning for draft coverage. And that's why we do these rough drafts every day. That's exactly what this is, a rough draft, because, of course, never everything's rough until the real one, April 25th. Today we'll talk a little bit about the safeties in this year's draft class. And then, of course, coming up this week, we'll have a new mock draft out, hopefully. And we're going to look at the West divisions, the NFC and AFC West, in our rough draft segments. Wednesday, podcast day, email day. I've already got a ton of questions in, but I can still answer more. So if you have a question in regards to the NFL, the Bucks, the NFL draft, anything in regards to those things, email me, Justin Pawlowski at 620WDAE.com, and we'll answer your questions right here Wednesday during the rough draft. All right, right now we'll look at the safeties in this year's draft class. And I don't mean to disappoint any of you that are big safety fans. Anyone out there that the safety position is my favorite. Well, if that's the case, you're not going to be too thrilled with this draft. Not a lot of great safety prospects this year, which is the reason I only covered four in my breakdown. I could have gone into detail about maybe some of the later draft picks, like a Michael Hamlin from Clemson, or how great of a workout was it David Bruton had for Notre Dame. I could go into detail on those little things. I don't know what kind of impact they're going to make in the NFL. Maybe special teams, but you know, it's hard because they're after the top four. You know, Chip Vaughn, I like him. There's a couple other safeties that I do like in this. Darcel McBath, I think, from Texas Tech. I like him okay. But I compare him maybe to a Josh Bullock's average career, you know, if they get to start. None of these guys really stand out to me. That's the whole point. Now, we'll start with Louis Delmas, though. Western Michigan, small school, unknown guy. The more research I do on him, the more I'm liking him. One thing that does disappoint me with Louis is his routes or his angles to make plays. Sometimes his angle can be bad, and, well, with a bad angle, you're not going to make a play. But his intensity, his tackling is very good. His coverage is very good. Doesn't have elite speed, but has good enough speed, more than good enough speed. I do think he's going to be the first safety taken off the board. Of course, not counting Malcolm Jenkins or Sean Smith. And looking at Louis Delmas, what he brings, where he could go, you know, end of the first round, beginning of the I think more of a second round pick, a solid second round pick. I think right there, maybe within the top 10 of the second round. I know the Browns could use a safety if they don't go with Malcolm Jenkins in the first round. The Raiders could use a safety. There are definitely some teams out there that are looking for a safety like a Louis Delmas. And, you know, looking at his play, I think he could really bring a lot to a team that's looking for a good free safety. Now, he's a free safety. The next guy I want to talk about, William Moore, is more of a strong safety. William Moore blew up, had an excellent, excellent year in 2007. 2008, his production wasn't, especially interception-wise, wasn't very good. And the reason behind that is people will look at the numbers and say, wow, what happened to William Moore? I can't believe this. Well, the reason is the coaches at Missouri wanted him to play more up on the line because they really weren't too thrilled with their front seven, I guess excluding Evander Hood, who's in this draft, who I do like. But other than that, the linebacker, I don't think they were too thrilled with those guys. They wanted to move William Moore up. This is a guy, 220 pounds, 6 foot, does have speed. Ran a 4.4, 8.40, so he does have some speed, does have size, is a big hitter. I don't know if he's as good a tackler, though, as he is a hitter. You know what I'm saying? Because what he'll do is he'll lower his shoulder. He'll lay the big hit on you. But the question is, he doesn't wrap up. Why don't you wrap up? Reminds me, in that aspect, reminds me a little of Jermaine Phillips. When we watch Jermaine Phillips, the guy will lay a licking on somebody. Oh, boy.
That's what she said.
I know. So stupid. So stupid. 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 But he will. He'll lay a lick. He'll lay a big hit on somebody. Oh, no.
That's what she said.
He'll hit him hard. Oh. No, don't, please.
That's what she said.
He's a big hitter. I guess he could say it again, but don't. Jermaine Phillips is a big hitter. But if you don't wrap up, that player, especially an NFL player, can take on that big hit and move on. William Moore would be an excellent addition to a team that's looking for a strong safety such as the Dallas Cowboys because he will lay the big hit, but he has speed to cover deep. That was the big worry and big concern with Roy Williams, the safety, is that he couldn't cover. He didn't have the speed. William Moore does. And if he's there around the Cowboys pick, I think that'd be a very good pick for the Cowboys. And the other team, other teams that are looking for a strong safety, William Moore would be very good for. Another strong safety I want to talk about is Patrick Chung. And I don't just like this guy, as I wrote, just because I want to get his jersey and get Wang Chung on the back. Oh, no. I like Patrick Chung. He's a hard worker. He's a leader. He's a very good tackler. You know, he's not an elite player, but he does what it takes to succeed. Now, I know right here at JoeBucksFan.com, I don't know if he's going to last to the third round. Because if I see this in him, other teams are going to see this in him. More than likely, he'll probably go right around maybe late second round. But Patrick Chung, maybe unlike other safeties in this at the top of this draft, you know, like a guy we're going to talk about in a second, Rashad Johnson, talked about some other safeties, the top safeties in this draft. Unlike those guys, I really see Patrick Chung making an impact on special teams. And if you're going to run a rotation, are the Bucs set? Are they set with Sabby Piscitelli and Tanar Jackson? I think Tanar Jackson's very good. Sabby Piscitelli, you know, this is a big year for him. I watched him fill in for Jermaine Phillips last year, and there were times where it wasn't pretty. Bad angles, lining up wrong. I know that one of the jokes around here when we talk about Sabby Piscitelli is the time when Derek Brooks literally had to pick Sabby Piscitelli up and set him down where he was supposed to be. You can't have that from your safety position. So if the Bucs are looking for safety, and if Patrick Chung falls to the third, and anything can happen quite like that, I think he would be the best fit out of him or a Rashad Johnson, who has the instincts, as you can read about him yourself, has the instincts, nothing really flashy about him, just does what he needs to do. He's not fast. He's not big. But he's got the instincts. He can read a play and react to it. But I think Patrick Chung is, an upgrade over him. Michael Hamlin, as we talked about. David Bruton. Curtis Taylor from LSU, who doesn't have elite speed, could gain a few pounds, maybe become more of a strong safety. Like Chung, better than him. The question is, does Chung fall all the way to the third round? And if he does, I'll tell you right now, Sunday morning on the Sports Animal, when I'm hosting that third round and we're talking about who the Bucs are going to pick, and if they take Patrick Chung, mark my words, we'll be Wang Chunging that night. There's a little breakdown of the safeties in this year's draft. I hope you enjoyed it. As I said, not the strongest or deepest position in this year's draft, but safeties can always be taken later as special teams help. Fifth, sixth, seventh round even. So that's where you really dig deep. That's where you try and find the diamond in the rough. And we'll see if the Bucks find a diamond or at least somebody that can help out special teams-wise and as a backup for the Bucks defensively and on special teams this upcoming season and for seasons to come. This has been our rough draft for today. We go back to team breakdowns, division breakdowns tomorrow as we take a look at the West. We're going West, young man. The AFC West, the NFC West, all this week. We take a short break on Wednesday for your emails. If you do have a question, Justin Pulowski at 620WDAE.com. And as always, keep checking back. Keep refreshing because you never know when a new story might pop up. Oh, no.
That's what she said.
At JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.